The Minister for the Interior, Dr. Benjamin Tumburu, says government is keen on tackling internal and external inefficiencies in handling cases of illegal drugs and other crimes. He said a regional approach to tackling the threat has been put in place, adding that there's the need to have national building blocks as an effective strategy to combat the menace. Dr. Tumburu said this at a workshop in Accra on the validation of the draft copy on the National Integrated Program to Fight Transnational Organized Crime in strengthening the criminal justice system. We bring you a news desk report.
Dr. Tumburu said West African countries suffer from a combination of factors that makes them vulnerable to organized crime because many of the country's governance structures are weak. He said most of the regions in those countries are located along illicit trafficking routes, which pave way for criminal groups to recruit foot soldiers from the youth to engage in illegal drug activities. He said the ministry, in partnership with the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, organized a high-level conference on drugs and crime last 2 years within the framework of the implementation of the ECOWAS Action Plan. He said the conference was to sensitize government on law enforcement and develop a national strategy in fighting organized crime in the country. In a speech read on his behalf, the Attorney General and Minister for Justice, Martin Amidou, said Ghana has ratified important conventions like the 1988 UN Convention Against Illicit Trafficking in Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances with a quest to fight crime. Mr. Amidou said his ministry has developed a national strategy for countering money laundering and financing of terrorism. He said the transformation of the Serious Fraud Office into Economic and Organized Crime Office is to expand its mandate to enable it to prevent and detect crime and facilitate the confiscation of proceeds of crime. He said the surest way of dealing with the threat of such organized crime is for all government agencies, non-governmental organizations and international organizations to coordinate and harmonize their efforts in fighting the menace. The Deputy Regional Representative of United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime in Africa, Siriak Sabtafu, said the National Integration Program, NIP, represents the national foundation for an effective regional response to the threat posed by organized crime and inefficiencies in the criminal justice system. He said drug trafficking has generated $32 billion annually and the modern slavery trafficking in human beings brought in $32 billion each year, with an estimated 2.5 million victims. Mr. Sabtafu said the NIP process is to open a wide range of stakeholders, including bilateral partners, UN agencies and multi-donor trust fund, with a view to avoiding duplication and creating consensus on the way forward.
A news desk report.